All right, hey everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive. You guys ready to get those brains working?
Always ready to dive in.
Awesome. I am pumped for today's topic, by the way. It's the Book of Haggai. But here's the twist. We're looking at it through a skeptical lens.
Ah, that's what makes things interesting, getting outside that traditional box, you know, shaking things up a bit.
Exactly. Our source today provides a secular analysis of Haggai, which basically means we're going beyond faith-based interpretations.
It's all about understanding the historical, the social context.
Yeah.
You know, those deeper layers.
Right. And that can change how we see these ancient texts.
Okay, so first, a little background for anyone who needs a refresher. The Book of Haggai, it takes place after the Israelites returned to Jerusalem.
They'd been in exile in Babylon.
Yeah, exactly. They're back home trying to rebuild their lives, their community, and the temple. Well, that's in ruins.
Total chaos. Imagine coming back to that. It's a time of huge uncertainty for these people.
Totally. And into this picture walks Haggai, a prophet, and he's got a message from God for the people. And that message is...
build the temple. Like, that's priority number one. Drop everything else and focus on that.
Interesting. So God's more concerned with fancy architecture than the people struggling to eat.
Yeah, that's what our source is pointing out. Like, is that really ethical?
Yeah.
God's up there demanding a five-star temple when people are barely surviving.
I mean, it does make you think about those divine priorities. Our source even goes on to question, you know, this whole idea of God as the architect.
Wait, hold up. How do you even question that? Like, are we supposed to be looking for God's signature on some ancient blueprints?
Well, not quite blueprints, but think about it. If there was some kind of real divine intervention in the temple's construction, you'd think there'd be some evidence.
Okay, I'm listening. What kind of evidence are we talking about here?
Well, imagine if archaeologists dug up inscriptions directly linking specific building techniques back to God. Or what if other cultures had recorded witnessing these miracles? Something like that would be pretty convincing, right?
I see your point. That would definitely be a game changer. But what we have instead is this narrative attributing everything to God's will.
Exactly. And our source suggests that this might have been more about motivating the people. That's a powerful message, right? God wants this temple, so get to work.
It's kind of like, hey, you're back from exile. Things are rough. But if you build this temple, you'll be back in God's good graces.
It's a pretty clever strategy. These narratives, they have a way of, you know, controlling and motivating people, even today.
It's true. We see it everywhere. Political speeches, advertising, they all use stories to influence us.
All the time. It's powerful stuff. But getting back to Haggai, our source also suggests that there was more to this temple than just pleasing God.
So it wasn't all about divine brownie points.
Maybe not entirely. Think about it. These people had been through a lot, uprooted from their homeland, their traditions disrupted.
Years of exile, it can really mess with your sense of self.
Absolutely. So rebuilding the temple, the very heart of their religious and cultural life, it becomes a powerful symbol. It's about unity, continuity. It's about reclaiming their identity as a people.
Whoa. Okay. So you're saying there might have been some serious political strategy behind this whole religious thing.
It's definitely a possibility worth considering. Our source is really pushing us to look deeper, to ask why these stories were created and how they functioned in that historical context.
I love it. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. You never know what you're going to find.
Ah.
Speaking of digging deeper, the source also mentions a Dr. Bo Bennett and his work on critical thinking.
Oh, he's brilliant. His work provides a ton of tools and techniques for analyzing any type of persuasive communication, from religious texts to political speeches to even marketing campaigns.
So it could actually help us break down these types of narratives.
Totally. It's all about learning to identify assumptions, biases, logical fallacies, basically sharpening your mental filter so you can see things more clearly.
It's like giving your brain a workout, right? Getting those critical thinking muscles pumped.
Exactly.
This has been so eye-opening. We've looked at the Book of Haggai through a skeptical lens, questioned divine priorities, explored the power of narratives, and even touched on the potential for political maneuvering.
And whether you're coming at this from a place of faith or skepticism, I think engaging in this kind of critical analysis just helps us understand the text so much better.
Couldn't agree more. And to our listeners, I encourage you guys to keep exploring these ideas, to question the narratives you encounter, and seek out those diverse perspectives. It's amazing what you can discover when you do.
It really is. Never stop questioning.
All right. That is a wrap on this deep dive. Catch you all next time.
See you then.